Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He's the only man in history to win a race in a hot dog costume and break national NFL news.
It's baby laughing.
Here's Nate Taylor from ESPN with Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
That's right. ESPN Zone, Nate Taylor, Chiefs beat writer for ESPN. All right, Nate. This game on Sunday, we going to see more Noel Williams or no?
yes, I think the Chiefs quite understand that, you know, based on the fireworks that the Lions can present, especially with Ramon St. Brown sort of in the slot. Yeah, it would be helpful to have Trent McDuffie out there, which means you need Noel Williams to be on the perimeter. It appears that, you know, Christian Fulton's going to be playing in this game. You know, we haven't really seen him much just because of the ankle injury he's been having really since the start of the season. So in terms of like a per down basis, outside of Trent McDuffie, their second best cornerback is either Jalen Watson, which has mostly been the case, or Noel Williams on a smaller snap count basis. He needs to be out there. I know he's very good in press man coverage. I know he's a willing tackler. It's probably one of the oddest decisions that Steve Spagnuolo made to not really play him much and move Chamari Connor down to the nickel spot, which has, again, been very troubling in terms of results. It's like, hey, let's put him on Travis Hunter. And it's like, that's not going to go well. So, yeah, let's see Noel Williams, whether that's Jameson Williams, whether that's Ramon St. Brown in the outside. He needs to get, you know, as much game experience as possible because he has shown he's got plenty of talent, and the faster he can improve between now and the end of the regular season, the better the Chiefs defense, I believe, can be because it pushed Chamari Connor back in his natural spot as a safety.
Where are we on the two rookies on the defensive line, Nate? Because the defensive backs have been playing really good. They'll play better if we start getting more pressure on that quarterback from the front four. It's not happening, just the four guys alone. Yeah. Where are we on the two young guys on this team right now?
Yeah. Through five games, it's become abundantly clear they need the kids to play and play a lot. I just want to remind everybody that without Omar Norman Lott, who missed Monday's game because of a shoulder, and look, he's on track to play Sunday against the Lions. You know, there's really no one who has actual pass rushing juice or potential to get better over the course of the season that's not playing the same spot as Chris Jones. You know what you're going to get from Derek Nnadi, which is, you know, decent snaps on first down to stop the run. Which the Chiefs have been very good at. But in terms of, like, giving Chris Jones an ability to have a little bit of rest, right, to where it's not entirely on him to get pressure through the middle of the interior, it's really just Omar Norman Lott. Like, he has to play, I think, the remainder of these games. He's that valuable because it gives Chris Jones the ability to, like, I don't know, have a rest. Like, one of the more wild stats to me is that your oldest and your best defensive lineman, Chris Jones, had to play the most snaps of anybody on that defensive line against Jacksonville. And for some reason, you know, I know Steve Spagnuolo values veteran players, but I think it's clear that you should probably put more investment in the Ashton Gelati development versus, you know, Mike Dana, who has just not played well this year. Like, he's a guy that knows everything in the system. He's a versatile player, But for one reason or another, he has not had the same impact he had in 2023, right? So you need Ashton Gelati to be a nice mix to the Charles Omenihue and the George Karloftis, you know, mix that the Chiefs have right now. I think it's clear that Charles Omenihue is probably their second best edge rusher, which isn't saying a ton, but at least he's starting to play better over these last 2 weeks. Ashton Gelati, I think, only had like 25 snaps, which seems wildly low, considering that the Chiefs were ahead for most of the game. So, again, if you need pass rushing juice, it's time to rely on the kids, because those are the players right now where you can see actual potential, and they need to start cultivating that as we get, you know, past the first, you know, third of the season, and they really need to play a lot more in the second third of the season, you know, really starting Sunday against the Lions. I mean, I cannot stress this enough that the Lions have a good offensive line, but the pocket can be crushed. I think that's what we've seen because of the lack of mobility from Jared Goff, and you need Gelati and you need Omar Norman Lott to sort of be part of the equation in terms of just getting more consistent pressure on a down-to-down basis from the defensive line.
When you look at this game against the Lions, is there more concern in their secondary or more concern with the Chiefs' defensive line?
Man, that's a that's a tough question. Because the Lions have the ability to throw the ball pretty well in the intermediate and deep areas of the field, because they have such good running backs, I want to say secondary, because again, the Chiefs don't have like amazing safety play, but they have competent safeties when, you know, Tremaria Connor is allowed to be a safety. Mm-hmm. Jaden Hicks, I thought, did really well over these last couple weeks, you know, sort of in that Justin Reed sort of role, but everybody's got to play the right spot, especially against this offense. Like, these guys are scoring 30 consistently over the last 4 weeks. And, you know, I know they played the Ravens, who are not good. I know they played the Bengals, who are not good. But they still got plenty of fireworks. And, you know, Sam Laporta is just out there. Like, he doesn't even have to be, like, a total focal point of the offense, but he's that good. He's that capable. I don't know who gets the assignment for Sam Laporta, but I would say the secondary, just because this is a game where you can't really be tinkering. You can't experiment. You can't really fool around. Like, you need your best 5 to 6 defensive backs to be in their proper spots. And you really need Trent McDuffie to be excellent so that he can cut off half the field. So I would say, you know, even though Jared Goff is, you know, not the most dynamic, he's not going to be running around the way we thought we saw Trevor Lawrence on Monday. But at the same time, I think, you know, he can deliver the football on time, and your secondary needs to be ready.
Nate Taylor with us here on 96.5 The Fan. Can that Jacksonville game be used the same way the Tennessee game was years ago, or the Bengals AFC championship game, where you hit that? I hate to use the term rock bottom. Let's just use it for argument's sake here, where you feel like you've hit that rock bottom and you bounce up and you use that as the turning point of the season. Does Jacksonville give you those same vibes? The Raider game on Christmas Day, the Bengal championship game, the Tennessee game from a few years ago before they won that first Super Bowl. Are you getting that same vibe that the Jacksonville game is going to have those same type of effects as other games did?
Well, there's plenty of evidence to suggest that that game was that hectic, that weird, I was sort of in the press box after the game trying to write my story, and I was just laughing at moments because it is truly awe-striking how they lost that game. And it is very emblematic of, like, that Tennessee loss in 2019, where you just have to laugh because you're like, how in the world did they lose that game? Like, how in the world do you give up a 14-point lead when you were dominating the entire first half? So, yes, this is good for the Chiefs, but it will start to become worrisome for me if they don't actually start applying the lessons that they've learned through 5 weeks. What has been clear to me, and I know I'm not the first person to say this, and I know there's probably someone in the car or at the office sort of saying yes, but like, this game proved to them, I believe, that, hey, you're still one of the topper echelon teams, but you got to have a killer instinct. You cannot, under any circumstance, play with your food. You can't have 13 penalties. That's embarrassing in and of itself, beyond letting, you know, Trevor Lawrence fall to the turf, get up, survey the field, and realize, oh, I can still score, you know, even though the Jags have no timeouts and there's, you know, less than 30 seconds left in the game. So, again, it's a comical way in which they lost, and it's much easier to laugh than to, like, you know, throw things across the room. But, okay, it's time to start applying why you're the better team, right? It's time to start showing over the course of 60 minutes that, hey, you need to have better focus. You need to have better concentration. You need to execute at a higher rate. You can't just say, okay, well, we're up, so we're clearly better, which means, like, the other team isn't going to, like, keep trying. Like, that's one of the better things about these young up-and-coming teams is that they are not necessarily afraid because you haven't demonstrated over five games that you're willing to just dominate from start to finish. They had an opportunity to do that. I know Andy Reid is not thrilled with the lack of execution and the lack of just concentration, honestly. Like, this team is very undisciplined, but they're so freaking talented. So, again, it's easier to laugh than to cry, but I agree. Like, this should be the last lesson, the last major lesson that this team needs for the first third of the season where you say, okay, it's starting to come together on offense. You have enough talent on defense. Just provide the killer instinct more times than not. Like, if you get up on the Lions, do not under any circumstance start to, you know, take the gas off. Don't play with your food. Like, it's so clear to me that if the Chiefs just stop doing dumb stuff, they will win the majority of their games moving forward this season because they are that talented. But they gotta start with themselves, and that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That game on Monday should serve them well because that was pretty embarrassing.
No doubt about it. Nate Taylor of ESPN joins us every Thursday. Nate, Mac, and I'll see you on Sunday night. And keep doing your job, man. Keep doing that wonderful work at ESPN.
Yes, sir, fellas. Thank you again.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.